Okay, so we're on Daf Lamed Gimel today. Everybody, let's all focus. So let me review the Mishnah you had yesterday on Lamed Beis, and then we'll pick up on the bottom of Lamed Beis. So in the Mishnah on 32b, Lamed Beis, page 64, around six lines of work, it's why. So we're going through the Arbaminim. So we had Lulav, and now we're going through the Dinim by the Hadas. Hadas are the myrtles. So Hadas HaGazul by Yavesh Pasul. So the Hadas is stolen, so we know it has to be Lachem, and you have to own it. So if it's stolen, you don't own it. By Yavesh, if it's dried up, it's Pasul. We need Hadar. It has to be beautiful. Shal Sherib Shal Yoni Dacha Pasul. If it's a Hadas from an Asherah tree, means Asherah, we said from the time Moshe Rabbeinu. And Yirani Dacha, the city that's been condemned to be destroyed, that's Pasul, because we learned that the Gemara said, Pituti Mechat Shire, that yes, it's by Sreifa. So we don't view it as if it has Shir, we view it as if it's burnt already. Nikam Rosho, if the head of the Hadas is clipped off, Nifritsu Alav, or here Rashi understands it, that the leaves have fallen off, Oshayu Anavav, Mubot Alav, or it has more berries than leaves. So in other words, the Hadas, the myrtle, can have berries on it. So Pasul, in all those circumstances, the Hadas is Pasul. Miatan Kasher, if he plucked off the berries, then it would be Kasher. But on Yantiv, I'm not allowed to do that. In other words, we view it as a type of tikkun kli. In other words, the dindarabanan. If I have the hadas and I'm plucking these, and the hadas has been detached from the plant already. It's not a din in coats there, but it's not part of the plant. But if I'm taking off, if I'm pulling off the berries on Yantiv, I'm attacking the kli. I'm making this hadas really be used as the arbaminim. That's viewed as a tikkun kli, and that's prohibited on the rabbanan level. All right, now the Gemara says, then the Gemara had around eight lines to the bottom. The first word in line is Tana. So the Gemara taught Tana taught a Braisa, Eitz Avot Kasher, Vishino Avot Pasul. If it's an Eitz Avot, it's like plaited, it's braided. If in other words, the leaves, you know, they all, you know, cover one another. So Eitz Avot, it says Anaf Eitz Avot is the myrtle. This is around eight lines from the bottom on Lamed Beis, page 64. So Tana, Eitz Avot Kasher, Vishino Avot Pasul. So if it's eight avot, it's kasher. It's not even pasul. Hechidami avot. What's avot? What does it mean? It's plated. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda kaimi tlata tlata tarvi bikinam. Provided that there are three leaves coming out from each base, and you all know this when you see the hadasim, they have to have three leaves coming out. Okay. So now slip down to the four lines from the bottom, and then I'll pick up from today's daf. So the Gemara says, Tam Rabbanim, we learned the Braisa, Nashru Rov Alav, Nishtai Rubo Miot Kasher. If most of the leaves fell off and there's only a minority of leaves left on the Hadas, the Tana Braisa says it's Kasher. So the way we understand this right now, you know, they have three leaves at each joint. So if two of those leaves fall off, two leaves, so I just have a twig with one leaf, then we think the Braisa is saying it's Kasher. Uvavaj Te Avoto Kayem, it provided that it's avot, it's plated, it's braided, its braids are still around. So the Gemara says, like, Gufa Kasher, the Braisa is internally contradictory. Amrit Nashur Alav Kasher. First, you teach me that if most leaves fall off, it's Kasher. So he says, Vahadar Tani Vajti Avoto Kayemet. Then he tells me, provided that, like, the braiding or the plating is still around, he says, Kayemetanachi Luhu Trey Avot Hei Kimishkafala. If two, in other words, the avot is having the three leaves, they're all like folded over one another. If two leaves have fallen off, what type of avot do I have? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Mashkatala. So Abaye says, the case in the Braisa, the top line, on Amit Gilman, 33 at the top line. So Amar Abaye Mashkatala, Ma'asa Mitzra'ah. So you'd find it with the myrtle, Mitzra'ah means either from the border, like Meitzar means a border, or it could be an Egyptian myrtle. But either way, the tiny Shiva Bechatina. It has seven leaves at each joint. We're used to myrtles with three leaves at each joint. The Asa Mitzra has seven leaves at each joint. So he says, the Chinatri Arba'ah, so when a majority of leaves fall off, meaning four out of the seven fall off, Kasheru Tlata. So I'm still up with three leaves. So all the Bryce was saying, if I still have three leaves, it's still Kasher. Not like our myrtles, but that's what the Bryce says. So Amar Abaye, Shmamina Hay Asa Mitzra, Kasher Lahoshana. So Abaye says, from our interpretation of the Braisa, we can see that this Asa Mitzra, which is either the Egyptian myrtle or the border myrtle, that's kasher, to be used for Hoshana. I mean, I could use it for my lulav. So the Gemara says, Pshita, obviously I can use it. Why would I think I can't use it? So the Gemara says, Ma'av d'peim ahov itlei shem levai lomit kasher. I might have thought, since it has a shem levai means it's like an additional name. In other words, I don't call it just Asa Hadas. I say it's Asa Mitzra. So it had a name on to it, a modifying name. I might have thought it's not Kafir. Kamash Milan. So therefore, Abai is teaching me, no, it is good. So the Ema Hafanami. So if that's the case, Taket's great argument. Maybe it shouldn't be good because it is. That's we need to regular Hadas. We got the Asa Mitzra here. Eitz Avot Amarach Manami Kumakom. The Torah doesn't say a Hadas. The Torah says take an Eitz Avot. Eitz Avot is, you know, like this plated leaves from which is the Hadas. But as any Hadas that has plated leaves is good. Let me just do three more lines and I'll pause and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. You know, I hate to bother you, Yosef. You feel like enemy Mish Baruch Chelikov. The blue is the one I like. Last volume. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Yavshu Rov Alav. Now, here's a machloket in the following Gemara between Rashi and the Rush as to what this means. So let's all be patient. And you have picture books around. Okay. So he says, thank you very much. Thank you. So he says, Tan Rabbanan, Yavshu Rov Alav, Vinisharubo Shlosha Bade Alin Lachin Kasher. So if most of the leaves have dried out, but I have three Bade Alin Lachin Kasher. Now, the $64,000, the question is, what does bade mean? Rashi takes it, bade means like a twig. In other words, the whole stick, the stem is called a bad. So I have most leaves dried out, but I have three bade alin lachin kasher. I have like fresh leaves on three of the twigs. We'll spend a minute, this kasher. But Amar of Chistav Rosh Kol Atav Yechaz. From Chistav says it means at the step of each one. So now it's time for picture book. Which page? 112.
You really need to look at 111, the last picture first. That shows you what the seven looks like. Okay, one second. Gorgeous, by the way.
So the way Rashi learns, it's picture. Am I looking at the same book you are? I'm looking at page 112, picture number 418.
But so, if you want to see what
let's just wait 1 minute. You'll weigh in 1 second, okay? So the way Rashi understands it, in other words, I have three hadasim. Each one of the three hadasim is totally dried up leaves, but at the top of each one, I have three green leaves. That's the way Rashi understands the sugya. That's the way Rashi takes it. Okay, let me just finish the sugya with this, and then we'll do the brush. He says. So again, divided as the head of each one. Now, the Rush learns differently. The Rush learns that badim don't mean the twigs. Everybody's got to mute themselves because I'm getting noise coming through. One second. Okay. So now, the Rush learns differently. The Rush says, now again, within Rashi, the way that they understand Rashi, the Rashi's taking it like this, that you could have had, let's say 10 hadasim together with lulav. So you have 10 hadasim, but seven of them are all dried up. But three of them have fresh leaves at the top of each one of them. That's kasha. That's the way Rashi understands the sugya. The Rush says, why would I say he's got more than we normally would take? Why would I think such a thing? So the Rush says that bade doesn't mean the twig. Bade means like the joint where they come out of. That's the badim according to the way the Rush understands it. So the Rush is saying, and here you look in the picture, this is going to be picture number 420. So he's saying that if I have a hadas branch, but if you have one leaf out of three joints is still green and fresh, then it's good. But the one that's green and fresh has to be the top one. In other words, the three leaves, they don't all join precisely at the same spot. One is slightly higher than the other. So the top one has to be the one that's green. That's the way the Rush understands it. Okay. Now, let me just look in Shulchan Aruch, and I'll open up the floor for questions, comments, and thoughts. So the way the Machaber brings both Shitot in Shulchan Aruch. 1 second. Okay. So this is in Siman Taf Reish Mem Vav Sifchet. He says, Yav Shu Rov Alav, if most of the leaves have dried out, Benish Tairu Barosh Kol Bad, Me'ashosha Badin Kain Echad, Uvosh Shalin Lachin Kasher. But he says, again, first he explains the halakha like Rashi. In other words, the leaves have all dried out, but I have at the top of each one three green leaves. That's kasher. That's the first shita. He says, the yesh mafarshim, some explain, and here on the side he says, the Torah that is part of the Rush, the yesh mafarshim shafiluim im me'ashlosha shebechad kina yefshu shnayim, lo nishar kina tzad lach kasher. That if there's one green leaf out of, you know, the joint with three leaves, and the Mishnah Berurah says he should say in three places. He doesn't know why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. It has to be the upper leaf of all three. Okay, let me just pause for a second. So the halakha that we learned, again, so we had the hadas, and they have to have three leaves coming out of each joint. And then we learned that if a halakha, if they dried out, so we had the machlok between Rashi and the Rush, I don't understand the sugya. So according to Rashi, at least I have to have at least, like, you know, three green leaves on top of each of three sticks, each branch. And then according to the Rush, it just means on each branch, I have to have at least three green leaves, but the three green leaves have to be the upper one and the three jointed ones. Okay, so who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
So you have the one.
Okay, wait, Yossi's got a question. I'll come to you, Fern. What's up? No. In other words, each stick to be kosher has to have at least three green on each stick. Okay, what's up, Fern?
When you start with the seven, and you get, and the seven is the last picture on 111. It's beautiful.
Right.
And then you end up with the three. Let's say four are missing from each set of seven.
Right.
And isn't it supposed to be hadar and beautiful? I mean, it'll look cool.
So the Gemara is saying it still looks hadar. As long as it has three leaves and it's avod, it's still hadar. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Even if it started from seven?
Hadar, beautiful, you have dried leaves. Is it hadar? It's just as long as I have green, it's still hadar. That's what the Gemara is saying. Okay. All right.
Why do you say kosher lehoshan? That's not how we refer to it. Give a solid meat. We don't call that hoshan.
But the Gemara calls it that way.
The Gemara did.
The terminology?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Any other questions, comments to us? Okay. Let's keep moving. Well, what do you got? Any other
why does the Gemara call it Hoshanas? We saw that yesterday.
Yeah, it looks very nice. Okay. Okay, so I don't know if I should show it, but I think people get the idea. Anyway, this is the picture that Yosef shared with everybody. It's the Rashi Shita. This is the picture. The green at the end of it. Okay. What? Is any, you got a problem? Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you should. Okay. Okay. Let's see further. I'm going to go further than the Gemara. Everybody with me? Okay.
But why does the Gemara allow the Hadas for Hoshanas and we don't?
No, it's not.
No. When it says Hoshana, it means like the Lulav.
But you can't use it for Hoshanas on Hoshana Rabbah.
So for Hoshana Rabbah, the Dinim are even more lenient than for Lulav.
So you can use Hadas instead of Arava?
No. Right, let's go back. For the Arava on Hoshana Rabba, it's got to be Arava, not a...
Let me explain her question.
Wait, what?
Let me explain her question.
Okay.
We call Hoshanas.
Oh, okay, I got it. So when the Gemara says Hoshana, it means the package you're using with the lulav. That's what it means when it says Hoshana. Not the way we refer to Hoshanas. Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm going to move on, okay? All right. What does it say? What? Okay. Okay. So if you see anything you want to tell me, let me know. Okay. So we're eight lines down on Lamed Gimel and Aleph, okay? So the Mishnah said, Niktam Rosho, if the top of the Hadas was clipped off, so it's not kosher, it's pasul. So Tani Ulubar Chinna, Niktam Rosho, V'atabo Tamara Kasher. We're on, okay, so Ulubar Chinna, taught a brisa that if it's niktam rosho, if the top was plucked off, but then a berry grew where it was, and it was snipped off at the top, but then a berry grew there, then it's kasher. So by Reb Yirmiyah, niktam rosho me'er of yom tov, yal tabo tamar of yom tov mahu. Please, I need everybody focus. It's distracting when everybody's talking. Okay, so let's all focus, and then periodically we'll pause, and if you need help, we'll help you. Okay. So the Gemara says by Reb Yirmiyah, niktam rosho me'er of yom tov. If on Erev Yontov the tip of the hadas was clipped off, but altabo tamar b'yontov, then on Yontov a berry came out. In other words, it continued to grow even after it was cut from the plant. So he says, Ma, what's the halacha? Ish dichui etzal mitzvot olo. Do we say this dichui by mitzvot? Let me just say this outside, and then we'll go inside again. We've had this before in Daf Yomi. The idea of dichui is by korbanot. Right? Remember. Sometimes if I have a korban, and the korban is eligible to be brought on the Mizbeach, and then something happens to prevent it from being brought on the Mizbeach. So if you say there's dihui, then we do say there's dihui by korbanot, but the question is, if when it's a live animal, we say dihui, but there's definitely a concept of dihui by korbanot. So we say dihui by mitzvot. In other words, if something wasn't ruui to be used, and then something else happened that made it ruui. In other words, the way I always kind of, you know, give an analogy of like somebody was like expelled from school, like you were in Harvard Law School, you got expelled, you may never be readmitted. So dihui is you got expelled. So by korbanot, once you're expelled, you don't want you back in. So what about by mitzvot? What if something happened by mitzvot? Can you come back in with this? So here we have this hadas that was not ruui to be used. And then going into yantiv, it was not ruui to be used. And over the course of yantiv, this berry grew, and now it is ruui to be used. So am I allowed to use it or not? That's the question. Okay? So the Gemara says, so by Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Nikam Rosh HaBeir Rabbi Yontav, Altav, Tavar Rabbi Yontav, Mahu, Yishtichu Yitzel Mitzvot Olo. So the Gemara says, V'tifshat Le'meha Dithnam. Why can't he deduce it from the following Mishnah, which we, in Masechet Chulin? Now this is talking about the Kisui Dam. We know that when we check a bird or a chaya, which is like the undomesticated animal, so in addition to Mishchita, you have to Kisui Dam. You cover the blood. So he says, Didnan, ki salvinikale petrum lachasot. If you covered the blood and then it became exposed, then you're off the hook. You did the mitzvah, it's gone. You don't need that halacha. Ki sawa ruach chayav lachasot. If the wind blew, in other words, you were shechting the bird or the animal, and then the blood is on the ground, and then the wind blew sand on the blood, so now it's covered over. So still, I'm chayav to do kisui with that. That's the luck we need. That's the end of the quote from the Mishnah. Yabba Rabba Barbarachan of Yochan, Rabba Barbarachan of Selim of Yochan, Loshtanu Lashakaz Rabbinikala. It's only if it's going to become exposed. In other words, the blue sand on it, then the blue sand off of it, and then I'm Chayev. Abba Lochaz Rabbinikala Patrub Lakasot. But if it wasn't exposed, then I'm not Chayev to do it. So it means, I have this blood, I was Chayev to do it. Then it got covered with sand, and I'm not Chayev to do it. And then it got uncovered, now I'm Chayev to do it. So the Gemara says, Vahavinan Ba, so we were always taking this mission, we asked the following question. When it was re-exposed, why am I now obligated to do kisui dam? Why don't I say that once there was dihui, in other words, first I was chayev, now an event took place, I'm not chayev. So now another event takes place that I should be chayev. So why don't I say that it's by mitzvah, there's dihui. So it's dihui, once it's off, it's not in the parsha anymore, I'm off the hook forever. Why don't I say that? But Amara Papa, Zoro Merit, ain't dihui, it's a mitzvah. So the Gemara sister, where Papa says, from here we can extrapolate that by mitzvot, we don't say a concept of dihui by mitzvot. You know, it's interesting. You could, if you want to touch this up a drop more, you could say like this, like the, especially by the Arba Minim. The Arba Minim come for ritsui, like to propitiate a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what a korban comes to do as well. So it, even though the Gemara is framing it as a question by mitzvot in general, but you can see a certain analogy between mitzvot and korbanot. They're both to propitiate a Kadosh Baruch Hu, especially the Arba Minim. So the Gemara says, so is there a concept of dihui or not? So the Gemara thinks that there's no concept of dihui. So Mela, then we have the answer to Rabbi Yirmiyahu's question about the berry growing on Yantiv. So the Gemara says, the Rav Papa Gufa Mabayalei. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yirmiyahu was questioning Rav Papa's inference, that Rav Papa is making an inference from the Mishnah. The fact that the Mishnah says, you have a chiyuv to do kisui dam, even though there's a point where you couldn't do the kisui dam, that there's no dihui by mitzvot. So the Gemara says, mipshat pashit lei, dein dihui weitzel mitzvot, lo shana l'chub, lo shana l'chumra. Now, the way Rashi takes it, it's focusing on the Tana of the Mishnah. When the Tana of the Mishnah says that you're chayiv to do this mitzvah of kisui dam, so was it pashit him that there's no dihui, whether it's l'kula or l'chumra? It was by the kisui dam, it's a chumra. In other words, now I have to do kisui, that's a chumra. Over here, with the berry, it's a kula. In other words, it was nidche, now I want to use it for a mitzvah, that's kula. So the question is, was the Tana Pashut, there's no dihui by mitzvot, whether it's the kula or the chumra, under all circumstances, no aspect of dihui, Odilma sipuki misapule, or perhaps the Tana is mesupak, he doesn't know whether it's dihui or not. So the chumra and the kula mean. So since he's mesupak, so he goes the chumra, not the kula. So the chumra would be that you have to do kisui dam again, but not that he would say, but with the berry, with the hadas, that you could use it for the arba minim. So that was the question the Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked. So the Gemara take it. The Gemara leaves that and doesn't resolve it at this point. Okay. Okay. So let me just pause for 10 seconds and we'll move on. Okay. Who's got questions on what we did so far? Okay. Okay. Let me move on. Now, we're at the asterisk on Lamed Gimel and Aleph. So the Gemara now says, Lema Kitanoi, should I say this issue, whether there's dihui by mitzvot or not, is subject to machlo ketanoim? He says, now he's quoting a braisa. The braisa says as follows, Avar ulakatan pasul divrei blaza brib tzadok. This is talking about a situation where a person has hadasim on yantiv, and then in violation of halacha, he pulls the berries off the hadas on yantiv. We learned in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to take the berries off the hadas on yantiv because it's tikkun kli, which is din derabanan, and it looks like it's really like a toldo bona, but it's like tikkun kli. So the Gemara says, so avar b'lachan, so he disregarded the halacha and he took the berries. So the hadas is pasul according to Reb Elazar ben Tzadok, he can't use it. But chachami machshirim, and the chachami say you could use it. So the Gemara wants to connect this to the idea of dihui. So the Gemara says, and it's going to be that if I said it's a din in dihui, then I can't use it. If I said no dihui, then I could use it. So it means that we think the Reb Elazar ben Tzadok holds is a din dihui by mitzvot, and the chachami hold there is no din. So, but the Gemara is not there yet, so we got to get there. So Savarua, they thought in the base medrash, the Huliyama Lulav Ein Sarek Eged. They thought that everybody holds on the Machlok and the Gemara, whether Lulav Tzarek Eged or Lo Tzarek Eged. We're going to see that the Tana Rebbe Yehuda holds that Lulav on a derisive level requires Eged. It has to be bound together, you know, like tied together. So the Kuliyama Lulav Ein Sarek Eged. Vim Tzalomar Tzarek Eged, Lo Yochina Lulav Meisukah, Dechtiba Tasev Lomana Asui. So the Gemara is getting at, there's another potential issue that the Gemara wants to like detoxify, remove from discussion, and that's Tase V'lomana Asui. So if there's a requirement for Eged, if I have to build it up and I have to tie all the three Aminim together, so then there's another potential aspect. If I see there's a requirement of Tase V'lomana Asui, when I build the Sukkah, it has to be kosher as I'm building it, not that it becomes kosher later on. So then here too, when I'm putting the medium together, it's got to be kosher, not that later on I'm clipping the berries from it, if that would be an issue. And then the Gemara says, Bim Tip Salomar Sarath Eged, or in the alternative, even if I hold that Lulav Sarath Eged, Luyapina Lulav Misukah, the Tip Tasev Lumanasui, I could say that Lulav does need Eged, but that doesn't mean that you have a Din and Tasev Lumanasui. In other words, by a certain mitzvot, it says Hagas Kot Taselefa. So I know Tasev Lumanasui. By tzitzit says basulahem tzitzit. So I know tasav l'asui. Do I have a din of that by lulav? So by lulav it doesn't say basu. It does say l'kachtem lachem. So I'm not going to learn lulav from sukkah. So anyway, the point being that tasav l'asui we think is a dead letter with this. So let's see back in the Gemara. He says so my love hakimitli. So is it not that the tanaim and the brisa have the following machloket? The man pasul, the tana that says it's pasul. That's with the berries, with moving the berries from the hadasim. That's Reb Elazar ben Tzadok. Sabar minun yesh dihui. It's a mitzvot. He holds that there's a din and dihui by mitzvot. Uman de machshir, where's the chamim who says kosher? Sabar lo minun yesh dihui. It's a mitzvot. So if that's the case, so then our question that we've been bothered with is there a din and dihui by mitzvot? Is machloket tonight? Then we have the answer to our question. So the Gemara says, lo, not necessarily the case. It's a mitzvot. I could say neither one of these tanaim holds that there's dihui by mitzvot, which would be sort of the way we were going above, that we were a little bit unclear what was the chumra or the kula. So he says here, meaning that they'll all learn that lulav tzarech eged, but the machloket is, do I learn, will I extrapolate with the binyanav from sukkah to the tasav b'masui? I could say the one who says it's pasul, i.e., Reb Elazar ben Tzadok, he holds, I'm going to learn lula from sukkah, and lula tzarech eged, so mela, it's got to be tasev l'manasui, so I can't put it together and then clip the berries afterwards and make it kosher that way, so it's pasul. Umar savar lo yafin lula misukkah, and the other one holds, I don't learn, but in terms of dikui by mitzvot, they hold, nobody holds from dikui by mitzvot. Or, the ibay dema, or else I could say, I could say, if we would hold Lulav Tzarek Eged, everybody would agree that we would learn out a din of Tasev L'manasui. But the goof of the machlokas had nothing to do with Dichui by mitzvot. Machlokas is that Lulav Tzarek Eged. we put the honey tonight. In other words, the machloket here attracts the machloket that we're about to see with these tonight. So if I hold lulav sarik eged, then I'll have a mitzvah of tasav and lasui. If I don't hold lulav sarik eged, I don't have a mitzvah of tasav and lasui. He says, the Tanya, lulav bein agud bein shenu agud kasher. The Tanya, the Braisa, holds that if I have the four minim, whether I have it bound together or not, I'm yotze the mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda omer, agud kasher shenu agud pasul. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, unless I have that eged, that tie around the lulav, I'm not yotze the mitzvah. He says, my Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda who holds the lulav sarik eged? It means that all the three minim have to be tied together. He says, yalef lakicha lakicha ma'agudat izov. He learns that zera shava lakicha lakicha from agudat izov. Agudat izov, he's talking about by the paraduma. You'll take the agudat izov and tov tam adama shabasa. So he says, kivhachem lakachem lakam bayom rishon. I made a mistake. He has it here in the Torah, or it's by the Korban Pesach. So the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, they took an Agudat Izov and they sprinkled the blood on the two doorposts. So it says, Kiv ha'akul l'kachtem l'kachem b'yom rishon. So it says here that you'll take the minim on the yom rishon l'kachtem. Uchiv ha'tam l'kachtem Agudat Izov. And it says in Parshat Bo, you'll take an aguda, a bundle of azov, the hyssop, and dip it in the blood, sprinkle on the doorpost. It's Zer Shabbat, the same word in two places, and one from the other. Malahal an aguda, just like over there it's an aguda, bundle. A bundle means that it's tied together. Afkan aguda. So two here is an aguda. So the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda holds that all three have to be tied together. And if I don't have it, then I'm in gahak d'sura. So I'm not using this at all. For a bottom label, l'kicha l'kicha. The Chachamim don't hold it. Okay. So we had two ways to explain the Braisa. And so again, so according to, so initially the Gemara thought that this Braisa turns on the issue whether I have the hold from dihui or I don't hold from dihui. So if I hold from dihui, thought I'm not yotzei the mitzvah with the berryless, you know, the plucked berries, the hadas. And if I hold there is no din of dihui, then I could be yotzei with it. So the Gemara said, no, I could say everybody holds there's no din of dihui by mitzvot. And the whole question is, and I'm going to learn lulav sarik eged, but do I learn lulav from sukkah? Do I learn the din of tasav and asui? Or, in the alternative, the Gemara says, that everybody agrees, if I learn the lulav sarik eged, I'll learn it from sukkah. But here, gufa l'machloket is whether it's lulav sarik eged. But everybody can still hold that there's no din and dihui by mitzvot. Let me just do a few more lines, so three dots, and then another two dots, and I'll pause. So the second white line, man tana lahad tana rabbanan. Who's the tana of the following brisa? The brisa says lulav mitzvah la'ogdo. Lulav is a mitzvah. Mitzvah means it's the best thing, but not required. It's a mitzvah to do a guda with lulav. But if not, it's still kasher. Who holds that way? Mani. E Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if I don't do the eged, I'm dead in the water. So that can't be like him. E Rabbanan, my mitzvah kadid. But according to Chachamim, why they don't require an eged? So who does this Braisa like? Doesn't seem like either one. So the Gemara says, Le'olam Rabbanan. No, the Braisa goes according to the Chachamim, who mitzvah mishum zekhili ganvehu. Even though the Chachamim don't hold a lulav tzarek eged, they nevertheless can see there is a mitzvah to the aguda. Let's look at the Rashi on this. Let me see. Ganbehu hitna elefanav. Okay, one second. Let me just. So he says, in other words, it should be a nice mitzvah. All right. Now let me do a little bit in Shulchan Aruch, and I'll open up the and say a few words, and then I'll open up the floor for some discussion. Okay. So. Okay. So this is nice. We're getting a little review of some halachot of the Arba Minim before Sukkot. So in Siman Tapresh Nun Aleph, the Chabad brings down as follows. He says, I'm just reading a few words from it. He says, mitzvah la'agam b'kesher gamur. It's a mitzvah to tie the minim together with a solid knot. Dainu shnei k'sharim zeh al zeh mishem noi. It means two knots, one on top of the other one, for beauty. V'yachol la'agam bin acher. And I could be ma'agidam bin acher. All right, now we'll see in a minute. Now he says here, now the Mishnah Berurah quotes, he says, v'ayim b'tshuvet agur ba'olcha. Now, we typically don't make sharim on our lulav. We have a keshikol. Okay, so Sfarim do. Okay, we Ashkenazim typically don't. So we have like this keshikla. In other words, it's like a woven thing, and we stick the lulav in, and we stick the rabbit and the dasim in it. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says, We're relying on the Shuba Gura Baal Fash. Inside Mashal Gimalam Shlosa Kesher, Losim Minalu Min Beyab, Tokun Lobo, Gam Zebakla Kesher. He holds that Keshekla, that counts as a Kesher. Okay, now, since Okay, but it's made from the same min, so min b'mino and nachotzei. So we hold it's okay. Now, let me just say a few words, and then I'll pause. 1 second. Okay, now he says here that this is from the Daf Digest. The Mordechai cites the opinion of Sefer Yerayim. Love that. Oh, here it is. Remember, wait, this is Lamed Hey. This is Lamed Aleph. Oh, here, I got it. Okay, now, okay, ready. It was the right daf. It's just that on the back, they wrote the wrong daf. Okay, now, the Mordechai cites the opinion of the Sefer Yerayim, which rise from our Gemara, that it's necessary to bind the lulav, hadassah, and rabba with a double knot. So the Mordechai, he's a Talmud of the Maharam Ruttenberg. That's the coming from the Ashkenazi stream. He says you should do a double knot in the name of the Sefer Yerayim. This is evident from the fact that Gemara indicates that in Yantav, the bundle is wrapped rather than tied, thus indicating that were it not yantiv, it would be necessary to tie a double knot. This is really on the daf that's coming out, the piece of the Gemara that's coming up. You know, let me wait a little bit with this. I'll do this in a little bit when we get to the end of the daf. Okay, who's got questions, comments to us on anything we did so far? What's up?
With the dichui, you by karbana, we learned that dichui is in effect, right?
Right. So this dichui, so you can't bring the korban anymore, right?
Right, and
there's machloket by an animal when it's alive, whether it's dichui or not. That's a machloket.
But everybody agrees, a shechted animal, let's say.
Everybody agrees that it didn't dichui by korbanot, yeah.
So isn't that a mitzvah? I don't understand what they're saying, that a mitzvah you can have dichui or not.
It means like this. Putting aside the avod and the base of Mikdash. Leave out the avod and the base of Mikdash. And let's focus on a mitzvah that we do. Unrelated to the avod and the base of Mikdash. What's up?
How do we know that you don't have to tie the estrog also together to the lulav?
Okay, the Gemara is going to address that. The Gemara will address it. They say it says the katamel creates a dark potamarim and avates avod. Biave nachal. So it creates avod. Priyat Hadar,
right.
And then there's no Vav. Priyat Hadar, then Kapot Marim, Vanapes Vot Biar Binachal.
I see, okay.
Next three are tied with Vav.
Okay.
But the Gemara, we'll have Gemaras about this. So stay with the Daf, and hopefully it'll all work out, okay? Okay. What? All right, let's take a look. Now, all right, we're around the fourth wide line on Lamed Gimel and Aleph. Everybody, the fourth wide line down on Lamed, three lines from the bottom. Okay, Osher Yuan of Amarubin. So we said in the Mishnah, the Mishnah said that if the berries were more numerous than the leaves, then I'm in trouble. Then it's pasul. That's what we said. So Osher Yuan of Amarubin. So Amar of Chista, the bars of Rabbeinu Agadol Amaro, of Amakom Yebezro. This Rabbeinu Agadol means Rav, that Rav said this halacha, you know, Hashem should help him. Lo Shanu el Amakom Echad. That's only if the berries are concentrated in one spot. But if the berries are in two or three places, even though there are more berries than leaves, it's kasher. That's what Rav Chista quotes in the name of Rav. Now here we have Amalei Rava. The Bach takes out the word Amalei Rava, and I think it'll be clear why that's going to be the way it is. So the way that the Bach has it is Amarava, not Amalei Rava, but Amarava. Please, just silence till I pause. Okay, I find it very distracting. Okay, now Amarava. The top line on Lamed Gimel Beis. Amar Rava. Shnayim u'shlosha makomot habi menumar. So Rava says, how could something be kosher if I have all these berries in two or three places? That's menumar. That's like speckled. It's like a leopard. Because I got berries here, berries there, berries the other place. U'pasol. Ela yitmar hachi yitmar. So this is why I think the Bach picks up the Amar Lay. The Gemara says, in other words, not a conversation between Rava and Rav Chista. So El Yatmar Hachi Yatmar, if the statement was made by Rav Chista, this is the way the statement was made. Oh, the Mishnah says, Oshun Amelap Sul. The Mishnah says, if there are more berries and leaves, it's Pasul. Concerning which, Amar Rav Chista, Devarz Rabin Ogadol Amaro, Makum Yebezro, Oshanu Elanvav Shchorot. That's only if it's black grapes. Only if the grapes have turned a dark color. About Anavav Yurukot, if the berries are green, Nini the Hadas Huva Kasher. It blends into the Hadas and it's Kasher. So that's what he said. If they're black grapes, I'm trouble. But if it's green grapes, that's fine. So Amra Papa, Rapapa says, Adumo Kishoro Damian, that if they're red, that's the same as black, meaning bad news. The Amra Chanina, Rab Chanina says, this is the Gemara Masechet Nida, Haidam Shachur Adomhu. In other words, by the Maro Negayim, and by the Maro the Dam, and the Ketamim, if a woman has like a stain and it's like black, that's the same as red. Red is you know, that's Anita. So Shachor is also. So he says, Shachor Adomhu, Shachor is really red, El Shalakha. It just deteriorated and became black. So the halacha is that the berry is only a problem if they're a different color, but if they're green, it's okay. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything they did so far? Black, right, that's correct. It means majority means more grapes than leaves, right? The green is fine. Green is fine. All right. Yeah, it's better not to have the berries, but I think I think by the time it comes to this, I think they did remove.
Oh,
here, the picture book must have one. All right. I'm moving on unless anybody's got questions. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. All right. So we're on line 10 on Lama Gibbon with Bays at the two dots. Okay. So the Mishnah said, in Miatan Kasher, the Mishnah said that if he would take the berries off the Hadas, it's kasher. Not to do it on Yantiv, but he could take the berries off the Hadas and it's kosher. In Miatan Kasher. So the Gemara says, Dematinu Ema, when is he taking the berries off that it's kosher? If he's taking it off before he joins it together with an aguda, in other words, before he bundles it together with the other minim, pshita, that's obvious. Now, he's getting into the issue, like, let's take a look at Rashi on this, around the eighth narrow line, pshita, amai nifslei, why should we pass it? Lo min hasu yeshkan, shrei negad behechsher, even if I assume that there's a din of tasev lo min hasui, so, but I'm taking the berries off before I put it together. So there's no dinum tasav lomasui. Now, to be dihui, it has to be at a certain point. Either I'm doing an aguda together, and I think this works better if you hold that lutsarach eged, then at that point I could have dihui. In other words, it has to be like a chalashem, a chefsa mitzvah. Or when yanta begins, then it has a chalashem of a chefsa mitzvah. So here's the Gemara saying, dematinu ema. When is Mishnah saying that I could take the berries off and hadasim will be kosher? If it's before he binds it together in a aguda and it's before yantiv, pshita, obvious is kosher. So it's after he puts it together in aguda. So he says, so the Gemara says, in that case, dihui meikarahu, so that that would be a case of dihui meikara. Dihui meikara means from the get-go was dihui. In other words, so at the time I'm putting the aguda, it has the berries on, and then I'm taking it off. So tifshamina dihui meikar lo habidihui. So if that's the case, if that's the scenario in the Mishnah, then I should be able to be deduced from the Mishnah that dihui meikara is lo habidihui. In other words, here I take the berries, I join them together. It's not for tasav lo naasui, but I can't use it as hadasim, but I'm joining it together. So it's a shame dihui, it's been pushed away. And then I take the berries off and now I can use it. That's dihui meikara. That's ab initio. It's dihui, and yet I could use it. So the Gemara says, no. The olam batra da'agde. No. Indeed, he takes the berries off after he puts it together in a whole aguda. Savar eger hazmana ba'almahu. He, this Tana holds, in other words, he holds that lulav does not need an eged, but he is binding them together. But the act of binding it together is just hazmana. It's just like designating these laminim I'm going to use for it. In other words, at which point are you eligible to be dihui? In other words, you have to be admitted to Harvard Law School before you can be thrown out of the law school. So at which point are you considered admitted to the law school? So if I hold lulav sarif eged and I make the eged on Erev Yantiv, so then you're admitted already. You're provisionally admitted to Harvard Law School. You could have dihui. If I don't hold lulav sarif eged, so then when Yantiv begins, you can be thrown out of Harvard Law School. So when is he removing the berries? So the Gemara thought he's removing the berries after he bundled it together. And Mamelo, we think it was like an egged, and then so dihui meikara is lo abi dihui. That's what we see from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. This Tana holds that he The Gemara said, right. So the Gemara says, no, in Hakinami, he did it after he bundled it together, but the Tana holds that the Eged is just Hasmana. In other words, not that Lulav Sarich Eged. It's just like a type of designation. Like I'm getting my materials ready. It's like, you know, you're doing the Bris Mila, you get the knife ready, everything else ready for it. So it's just Hasmana. It doesn't mean that it has a Chal Hashem of a Cheps of Mitzvah yet. All right. Let's all focus, and then we got to move on. Okay, because it's getting late. All right, let's all focus. So again, we have this idea of dichui. So dichui means something was eligible. Let's go with korbano. The animal was eligible to be brought as a korban, and then they can't be brought as a korban. That's dichui. So by mitzvahs, do we have a din of dichui? In order to have dichui, it has to be in the parsha. It's got to be in the ballpark in order to have dichui. If it's not in the parsha, it's not dichui. So what's in the parsha by the Arminim? How does it get in the parsha to be thrown out? How does it get admitted to Harvard Law School so it is susceptible to being expelled from Harvard Law School? Right. So initially we thought, you know, let's say Yontif comes in. I have the four medium, now it's Yontif, and then there's a psul in it. So that's Dihui. That's what I thought when Yontif comes in. But there's another possibility. If I hold Lulav Sarich Eged, so I have to prepare that before Yontif, because it needs a knot. I can't, like you said, the double knot. I can't do the knot on Yontif. So you're going to prepare the knot before Yontif. So then it could be eligible at that point in time. It could be expelled from the Harvard Law School, right? That's the equal. So the Gemara says, so our Mishnah says that if I take the berries off of the Hadas, it's kosher. So when am I taking the berries off the Hadas? So if it's before I even put the egg in, obviously it's kosher. You know, I cut the Hadas, the berries off, that's obviously that it's kosher. That's not a dinner. So it must be that it's after I do the egg in. So the Gemara says, if it's after I did the egged, that's a siman that dichui mei kara is not shayach because it's an egged. So the Gemara says, no. The Tana, the way I interpret it, the Tana holds it's after I did an egged, but the Tana holds the Lula doesn't need an egged. I'm just making the egged. So it's just like getting the items ready, which I'm going to do the mitzvah tomorrow with it. So then it's not a din of dichui. Okay, so let's see back on the Gemara. I just read through this. So we hold that Lulav, remember, the Machaber says you should do an Eged, but we pass in that Lulav doesn't need an Eged, but we permit him in Mutar, they right. Hold us coming. We just saw this on Amud Al. Yes. That's what you hold us coming, right?
The question is, you put your four minim, your three minim together
right.
When Yantra's born. You don't have it together, but going into Yantra.
First of all, how do you know what I do?
But not first.
Okay. I actually put it together ahead of time. But even if you put it together on Yontif, but you're just sticking it in the hole. You're sticking it in the holes.
Why is that?
In other words, what are you doing? You're sticking it in a hole. In other words, that's all you're doing. But I really think it is better to put it in before Yontif because I don't know, you end up like ripping the leaves and doing things like that. And so I do it ahead of time. But in Achinami, okay, listen, I got to keep moving, running very late. Okay. Now, let's take a look back on the Gemara. All right, so we're at the two dots around 10 lines down. The Eimamatin B'Yantiv. Now, we said, I can't take the berries off the Hadas on Yantiv. We've said it several times, because that's a Tikkun Kli, and it's prohibited on a Drubanan level. So the Gemara says, Ha'avar V'Laktan Mai. So if he transgressed and he did it, what's the Halacha? Kasher. So the Gemara says, Mistama. That's kasher. So the ashkur eimat. Now we take it that the berries are blackberries because if they're not black, then you just leave them there. So when did they become black? So ilayim the ashkur meyetmol. If they became black yesterday, dihui mei karahu. So then now going into yantiv, now we have a different case. So now I have all the minim. Now I'm going to use them on yantiv. Now it's eligible for dihui. Now it's admitted to Harvard Law School. So now it's eligible. So he says, so if it's black, so when did it become black? Elam the Ashkur Mietmol. So if the berries became black from yesterday, means going into Yontiv, this Hadas is not really to be used as a Hadas. He says, so separate and aside from the Easter of removing the berries from the stem, because that's Tikkun Kli, but it should be a problem of Dihui. It says, Dihui Mei Karahu. In other words, it's Dihui, and I'm doing it. So Tifshamina, Dihui Mei Kar, Dilohavi Dihui. So if that's the case, so now I have a proof that Dihui Mei Kar is not Dihui. Elav, the Ashkur Biyomto. So then, since we don't bring that as a proof, so the alternative is going into Yantiv, it was Kasher. it was green or green, and then it became black on Yantiv. So that's Nira v'nidchehu. Then it's Ru'i, and it became not Ru'i. Something on Nira v'nidchehu chos v'nira, that there would be a bigger Kiddush than that. In other words, it was good, then it wasn't good, and now it is good. That's even a bigger dichui. So the Gemara says, lo, li'olam da'ashkur me'ikara. So the Gemara says, no, Inachinami was black from the get-go. Dichui me'kard lo'abi dichui tifshot mina. So indeed, we could deduce from this that dichui me'ikara. So again, in the Gemara, remember, on Ahmed Aleph, we had a question whether it's dichui by mitzvot. So we said, dichui by mitzvot, we said, by l'chumra, there's definitely not dichui. And you have to do the dam. Then we said, we didn't know if there was a din in kulab dichui mitzvot. So the Gemara says, dichui me'kar lo abi dichui tifshot mina. So dichui me'kara is not dichui by mitzvot. That's the Gemara has mukra. Of al nira v'nidcha, choser v'nira lo tifshot. That we don't know. In other words, so if it was ru'i, and then not ru'i, and then became ru'i, that's a bigger chiddush. We don't know the answer to that question. Now, Tam Rabbanan, Ein Mamatim B'Yom Tov. So in the Braisa it says, I can't pick the berries off on Yantiv. Mishum Rav Lazar Rav Shimon Amru Mamatim. And it says Rav Lazar, I think it's Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, son of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He said, I could take the berries off the Hadassim on Yantiv. Not like our Mishnah. But how come in Takin Mana B'Yom Tov? How could Rav Lazar Rav Shimon say, I could take the berries off this stem on Yantiv? He's Matakin Mana. So Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi says, let's say he takes the berries off, not because his intent is to make a hadas that's ru'i to be used for a mitzvah. He just wants the berries to eat. He says, and again, there's no kotzer here because it's not part of a live plant. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon savor lo kavua, and Rav Lazar Rav Shimon holds like his father, i.e. Rav Shimon, damar davar shemit kavi mutar, that if I do something and I don't intend to have like the negative result, it's mutar. So the Gemara says, "Vabai v'Rabba Dami Tavai," but Abai and Rabba both say, "Motor b'Shem Sikreisha v'Lo Yamut." Then Reb Shimon agrees by Sikreisha. Sikreisha is if I cut off the head of a chicken, it's obviously going to die. So if I'm doing something that may or may not occur, like I open up the, like Gorer Adam Mita Kisa V'Safsal, a person's allowed to drag a bed, a chair, or a bench, and it may or may not make a charitz, may or may not make a faro. Then that's a Dabar Shein with Kavin. But if it's something that definitely will happen, as in I open my refrigerator door, light goes on, that's Sikresha, some trouble. So even here, though he takes the berries off, and his intent is he just wants to have berries to eat, but Mela, he's going to be attacking the things. So how could he be prepared to do that? So the Gemara says, Hakamai Eskinan Di'itle Hoshana Achriti. So the Gemara says the case is he has another Hoshana, in other words, he has other Hadassim to use for his lulav. Now, the Gemara takes it if he has other hadassim to use for lulav, so bichlal, this thing is mufka from this. There's no malacha at all that's being done with this. He's just taking berries off of it, and he doesn't in any way intend to use it for yantav. That's one way to learn the sugya. Now, the other way to learn the sugya is that it's not a psikration, it's not anything, it's not a malacha at all. He's just eating berries. He has no intent, and he has other hadassim to use for lulav. So he has no intent. So it's no malach at all. That's the one first way to do it. The other way to say no it is a psik resha, but psik resha, the only chayav for psik resha is psik resha de nichale. But psik resha de lo nichale, that I'm not chayav for. So that's what this is turning on. Although I was bothered by why don't you say it's psik resha de lo ichpatle. But that would be the other way, the other malach on this Gemara. Let me just finish this sugya, and then I'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. So the Gemara said, Tan Rabbanan, Hutar Agdo B'Yom Tov, if the binding came loose on Yantiv, Ogdo Kaguda Shogar, he'll bind it like a bundle of vegetables, meaning you take a bundle of vegetables, you wind a wrap around it, and you tuck it in. Not to make a knot, you'll just like, tuck in one end of it. He says, V'amai La'an B'Ma'aniv, why doesn't he make a bow? I didn't say you can't make a knot, but make a bow. A bow is not a kesher.
Not a kesher. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Please. Okay, let's mute. Okay, so, okay. So he says, let's let him just make a bow. So the Gemara says, Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi, the Amar, Ani Bakshir Maling thing. The Gemara says, according to whom does this brisa go? It goes like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a bow is a prohibited knot on Shabbos and on Yantiv. So he can't make a bow. So the Gemara says, "E Rabbi Yehuda eged mali taboy." But if it's according to Tan Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda also holds that lulav sarich eged. Lulav sarich eged. I mean, eged that has double kesher on it. So mela, it's like I'm like shooting myself from the other end. In other words, so he's trying to bind it all together, and we say that he shouldn't make a knot, and he shouldn't make a bow even, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bow. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, I need a double knot for it, so just the egg. So what am I doing? So the Gemara says, "Hi Tana Sabar Lakabati Bakada Palig Lebakada." This Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one din, but disagrees with him another din. So he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Aniva is kosher on Shabbos on Yantim. So I can't do that. But he doesn't agree with the Tana Rabbi Yehuda about Lulav Sarach Eged that. Okay, now one second. Now, all right, let me just do 1 second sign. Okay, now let's look at Rashi, and then we'll do some more pieces. Around 8 lines from the bottom in Rashi, everybody have it in Rashi, around 8 lines from the bottom. Shamina mehacha, debinam belulav kesher gamur. So from here, we see that you need like a thorough knot, shikshur shnei rashi ha'eged, that you'll tie the two ends of the tie together. And if a person ties it like you do, like a bunch of vegetables, with just like tucking it in, that's not eged. And even according to Tami, we'll say that it's kasher without an eged. They agree that it's a mitzvah to do a guda. Rashi tells you, Rashi tells us we go like the chachamim. Now he says over here, so now it's time for the Mordechai. So the Mordechai, what's the Urayim? You have to bind the lulav with a double knot. Now Rabbi Yosef David ben Shaphai discussed the use of kashiklach, baskets, means like the little thing we stick the hadassim rabot in. His conclusion is it should not be used for two reasons. So it's not a double muskam. The first reason is that the item used to beautify the mitzvah must be permanent. And since the lulav is the root from the basket, it's not permanent. So he doesn't think, in other words, here the Torah is saying I need the egget. The egget is to beautify the mitzvah. But to be beautiful in the mitzvah has got to be like a permanent, you know, connection to it. This is like in, out, like I was talking to Michael. Secondly, it's logical to assume the bundle of lulav should resemble the other bundles mentioned in the Torah, i.e. the bundle of blood in Egypt, or sprinkled ashes of the paraduma, which were tied with double knots. So the agdat yisolv in Mitzrayim, they got to resolve by the para, so that it had a double knot. This should also have a double knot. Then he quotes the Mishnah Berurah with the Sefer Agura Ba'alcha, and he says, all right, so it says both of these goals are realized by using baskets. In other words, he says he wants to say if it's connected tightly with the basket, it's good. So he said, well, just 1 second. This was in fact a practice of prima gaudium. Others, however, follow the strict approach and maintain the species should be tied together with a double knot. So you know, everybody does what they think is appropriate. Okay, what's up?
It is probably be everything.
All right. Any questions?
How come it says Hoshana Achriti again, talking about a hadas?
So Hoshana, in other words, Hoshana means a hadas. We're not done. We got more to do. Okay. It means a hadas. It means a hadas. Okay. Now let's see further in the Gemara. Okay. Let me do the next special little piece of the Gemara. Now, Ganitin. Now again, the Mishnah. This Mishnah is similar. We're going forward to the Mishnah and the Gemara.
Oh, Mishnah. You don't want to start in Mishnah.
No, I want to start it now. Okay, now. Okay, Manithin. Now again, so these Mishnah are all similar to one another. They have a similar, you know, structure. Arava gzula b'yibeshet tzula. And arava is the willow. So if it's stolen or it's dried out, it's psula. If it's an Ashera tree or Yuri Dach Psula, that's the same as the previous Mishnayot. Niktam Rosha, if the head is clipped off, Nifrit Suala, the leaves fall off. Now, the Adkan we had in the other Mishnayot, but Tzafsufa Psula. Tzafsufa is if it's a round leaf, it's Psula. He says, Kamusha, if it's wilted, Shenashru Miksan Aleha, and some of its leaves fell off. Bishal Baal, or it just grew in a field, not near a river. It grew in a field that's a rainwater field. It's Ksheira. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. Now, here also, there's Rashi here. If you look in the Rashi, he talks about what Baal is, but he says, this is 5 lines from the bottom in Rashi. He says, Vahai de Pali Lubavanitin Biar Babe, the fact that Mishnah divides into 4 sections. Tani lula ba'apei nafshe, learns lula by itself, baharas ba'apei nafshe, b'chein araba b'chein etro, glo irei v'tani lahu, he doesn't mix them all together and teach them, shum diyesh b'chol akha ma'ashein b'chaberu, each Mishnah is something that the other one doesn't have. three lines from the bottom in Rashi. Yidut Sine Har Barzel Oshekel Lulav. Like Lulav from Sine Har Barzel, that was one with short leaves, that's only Shaykh by Lulav. The Anavav Rubin Me'alav Oshekel Baharas. With the more berries than the leaves, it's only by Haras. The Tzaftzafa Oshekel Barab. The Tzaftzafa is like with the round leaves, it's only by the Arava. The Orlo Truma Oshekel Baharas. The ones going to have, if I have an etrog from Orlo or an etrog from Truma, that's only by etrog. It's three who are Bababe. Therefore, I need four sections. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Tamar Rabbanim, we learn the Braisa, Arve Nachal, Hagedalim al Hanachal. Arve Nachal means that the Arabo grow by a river. And we'll have to see, this gets tricky. Do they have to grow by the river, or do they just have to be the min that they grow by the river, or is it preferable that they grow by the river? So Arve Nachal, Hagedalim al Hanachal. Davar Acher, Arve Nachal, Sha'ala Shalom Ashut Nachal, or Arvi Nachal means that its leaf is elongated like a river. Arvi Nachal. In other words, what does the Torah teach me? This is Arvi Nachal, a rabbit of the river. So it could be that the leaf has to be elongated like the river. Tani Idach, I learned a different brisa. Arvi Nachal, Eliela Arvi Nachal. I only know that the Arabo grew by Nachal, by river. Shaba'al, which is a field that's irrigated by rain. Or who in the mountains be nine? How I know it's a kosher? Tamalomar, Arve Nachal Mikomakom. Arve is plural, and it's teaching me that the Aravot from any location are good. Then the top line of Lamadal Malab, Abashul Omer, Arve Shtayim. Abashul says Arve implies two. It says Achat Lulav, Achat Mikdash. One is for the Lulav, meaning you have a mitzvah to take the Aravot Lulav, and one in the Mikdash. As the mitzvah, as we'll come see later in the Masechta, and you will know that there's a mitzvah in the base of Mikdash that would go around with Aravot, each day of Sukkot, and then on Hoshana Rabbah, they go around seven times. For Rabbanan, the Mikdash Ben Alehu, where do the Chachamim know that there's a mitzvah? In other words, again, so the Tana Kamam is learning Arvei Nachal, there's many different Aravot. So, and he's learning Arvei Nachals too. So where do the Chachamim, the Tana Kamam, where does he know that the Mikdash take the Aravot? Hilchata Gemira Lehu, they learn Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. The Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Asi said the name of Yochanan, Eser Netiot or above, and Yisrael Chamayim Alach Hol Moshe Mi-Sinai. Eser Netiot means that normally you can't do any preparation for the Shemitah year. This year we're coming up to a Shemitah year. We're right now in the 30-day period before the Shemitah year. So this year, Tafshin Pei Bei is about Lam Tov, the Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael. So on a Din Torah, 30 days before the Shemitah year, I already have prohibitions, and the Chamayim added prohibitions going back even to Pesach and Shavuos. So 30 days of Din Torah. But the Alpi Halakha survived Esther Natiot, saplings, young saplings that are planted evenly in a Beit Satayim, which is 50 Amot by 50 Amot, I can plow the entire Beit Sa'ah in the 30 days before the Shemitah year, meaning now in Elul. I could plow it, even though other things I can't do in the 30-day period. He says, an Arava, take the Arava of the Beit Samikdash, Benista Chamayim, the water libation, Halakha Moshe Mi-Sinai. All right, now, I guess it's getting late and people look like they want to go, but there's a whole discussion whether the Aravot would have to come from the Mayim or not. Let me just do the Rashi and then I'll leave it. Okay. All right, let's take a look in the Rashi. Two lines from the bottom. He says, Arvi Nachal, Gdilil Nachal, Nachal Mayim, Mitzvah Bezu. He says, the way Rashi says, L'Kachila, it should be an Arava that goes by the river. Umiu Shabal Kshevik to the Kamen Ziv Arvei Lushon Rabbi. And that's the way Rashi learns. But there's a lot of other sheep with us. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow, okay? It says Arvei Nachal. So the question is, what does the Torah mean? So does the Torah mean just the min that grows by the Nachal? Or, Bedafka, you should get the one that grows by the Nachal. Rashi takes a middle derech. He says that that's still preferable. Okay, so I think it's going to be it tonight. I apologize to everybody. Any questions before we leave you all? Okay, bye-bye, everybody. And good luck to you, Ruth. I hope you'll join us. Okay, bye-bye.
Fern, don't hang up. Fern, don't go. I have a question for you.
Okay. One second.